Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, January 21st, 2009. As the Israeli ground forces leave Gaza, five more Palestinians are killed in Gaza, while 15 others are kidnapped in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported on Wednesday morning that the bodies of two women aged 90 and 62 were located in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, and that three residents died due to wounds sustained during the Israeli offensive. Dr. Mawiyar Hassanin of the Emergency Department at the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza reported that Mohammed Abu Swari died at an Egyptian hospital, Imad Mikdad died in Khan Yunis Hospital, and Mohammed Madi died at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza. The three residents were seriously injured during the Israeli offensive against the Gaza Strip, which started on December the 27th, 2008, and ended on Sunday, January the 18th, 2009. Dr. Hassanin said that the number of Palestinians killed during the offensive is more than 1,420, and more than 5,450 were injured, hundreds critically. Palestinian sources reported that Israeli naval boats opened fire on Wednesday at areas in the Gaza Strip. The sources said that the shells landed in open areas and did not cause any damage or injuries. Meanwhile, the Israeli army announced on Wednesday that all of its tanks and ground troops have left the Palestinian coastal region. A Palestinian woman was injured on Wednesday by fire from Israeli troops in the village of Shiuk al-Arab near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Medical sources said that the woman, aged 45, sustained wounds after being hit by a rubber-coated steel bullet. Local sources said that the woman was injured when Israeli troops opened fire at local youths in the village. Witnesses said that Israeli troops stormed the village and assaulted and detained several men, while local youths threw stones and clashed with the soldiers. Soldiers responded with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. The medics in the local ambulance service said that there were at least 10 others who were treated for gas inhalation. In addition, Israeli troops continued to conduct pre-dawn invasions and kidnap civilians in the West Bank. On Wednesday, Palestinian sources said that at least 15 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped during those invasions. The invasions were focused on the Hebron, Jenin and Nablus areas of the West Bank. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Jane Smith and Ghassan Benoura.